This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A little bit later, we'll be talking about technology in the coming year and also toxins in the home. But up first, speaking of toxins, coral reefs from Australia's Great Barrier to reefs in the Caribbean are heading for extinction. If you want your grandchildren to swim with the pretty fishes and among the coral heads, you'd better have them do it really soon, because they're going to be gone, history, in the textbooks, killed off within decades. That's the gist of the bad news in a new study out today in the journal Science that looks at how climate change will change the ocean, and one ocean ecosystem in particular, coral reefs. And it's very blunt. If global warming continues at its present rate, the world's coral reefs will be gone by mid-century. Joining us now from the fall meeting of the American Geophysical Union in San Francisco, where he's presenting these findings, is one of the study's authors. Ken Caldera is a chemical oceanographer at Carnegie Institution's Department of Global Ecology at Stanford University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me to be on.
Did I overstate the case?
Maybe you slightly did, in the sense that you're correct that if carbon dioxide emissions continue according to current trends, by mid-century, conditions will be such that coral reefs won't be able to survive in them. It might take a little more time for them to actually be killed off, but the conditions that would allow them to live sustainably will be gone. In your promo leading in before the news, you said that it may be already too late for the coral reefs, and I don't think that's the case. I think if we dramatically reduce carbon dioxide emissions soon, that they can still be saved. But this is intended to be a wake-up call that we really need to do something now to reduce emissions if we want these communities that have lived for many, many millions of years to continue existing on this planet.
Well, let's look at this a little bit closer. Let's talk about why the coral reefs are dying from CO2 emissions. Tell us what the connection is.
Okay, there are two different connections. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas and has a climate effect, and that warming of the ocean surface, the heating up of the waters, stresses coral reefs and makes it hard for them to grow. But a perhaps more insidious effect is that carbon dioxide, once it dissolves in the ocean, becomes carbonic acid, and this attacks the shells and skeletons of marine organisms, including corals, and makes it more difficult for them to build their skeletons. When they're weakened by the heating and the acidification, they can no longer compete ecologically, and eventually algae and seagrasses will take over.
Mm-hmm. And at what level of parts per million of CO2 are we now, and where does the danger happen?
Right now, we're around 380 parts per million. That's about 100 higher than it was before the Industrial Revolution. That by mid-century or so, we're expected to reach 500 parts per million. And around that time, the kind of water where corals were able to prevail before the Industrial Revolution, that none of that kind of water will be left in the ocean. The ocean has a chemical force that helps coral reefs build their skeletons. And when that chemical force is too weak, the corals can't build their skeletons fast enough to compete. And basically, by mid-century, there'll be no place left in the ocean with enough of that chemical force to help corals build their skeletons.
So they would all die out.
They will all die out. They might not die all of a sudden. You can actually grow corals in a fish tank in waters that are less conducive to skeletal growth. But what happens in the real world is maybe there's a storm or something, some kind of disturbance, and then it comes time to reoccupy that territory. And if the corals are weakened, it'll be the seagrasses or the algae that will reoccupy the territory and not the coral reef. And so they might hang on a little bit longer in certain places, but there'll be no place left in the ocean where they'll be able to compete successfully over the long term.
If we were to implement the Kyoto Treaty or all these other treaties we're talking about and reduce our levels of CO2, at what level would the ocean stabilize at from this point?
The kinds of treaties that people are looking at now would stabilize, would result in CO2 stabilization above the 500 level that we're talking about and therefore would not be enough to save the coral reefs. I think if we're serious about saving the coral reefs, we really need to think about not, say, slight improvements in the CAFE standards for automobiles and things like that, but we have to think, well, a decade from now, we can no longer be making gasoline-powered cars, and we have to transition over the next decade to some other kind of transportation system. It's those kind of radical, fundamental restructuring of our energy system that we would need very rapidly if we want to save the reef.
Do you think that's possible, practically speaking?
I think it's certainly possible in the same sense that when we were confronted by the threat of World War II, we went from biplanes to jet airplanes and developed integrated circuits and radar and all kinds of other technologies in just a few years. But the important thing was seeing a big threat and responding to it. To me, the coral reefs, as important as they are a bit like the bird in the coal mine, the canary in the coal mine. And if these big, giant, beautiful structures that have been around for many, many tens of millions of years are disappearing as a result of what we're doing in a few decades, that's a sign that we're disturbing the way the Earth is functioning in some very fundamental ways. And this should serve as a wake-up call that we really need to address this problem in a fundamental way and respond to it in the same kind of urgency that we respond to military threats.
If we're having trouble just getting everybody to sign on Kyoto and get down to a level that they want of 5,000 parts per million, and you say we have to even go lower than if everybody signed on level to save the corals. That's why it says to me there really is not much chance that they're going to be around much longer.
It's very difficult to predict social and political systems. Nobody foresaw that the demise of the Soviet Union just even a year or two before it collapsed. And I think it is possible, and maybe it's unlikely, but we could wake up and say that we want to have a planet available for future generations that is somehow resembles the kind of planet our fathers and grandfathers grew up in. And, you know, if we come to that realization, we can solve this problem. It's not that hard a problem. It just takes political will and the creativity of people to find good, affordable solutions. I'm sure those exist. But I think when we see the ice caps melting and the ice sheets collapsing and the coral reefs disappearing, those kinds of things should serve as a wake-up call that we're doing something seriously wrong and that we can't continue using the atmosphere and the oceans as a dumping ground for
But that's one of the proposals, is it not? To take some of the CO2 that we're pumping into the atmosphere and stick it in the oceans.
Yes, I think most scientists who have looked at that no longer think that's a particularly good idea. The ocean ecosystems respond very sensitively to added carbon dioxide. It's an acid in seawater, and it's attacking the shells of marine organisms. We're focusing here on corals, but there are many, many other organisms like clams and snails and so on that make shells out of calcium carbonate. And by the middle of the century, if current emission trends continue, some of those shells will start dissolving, especially in polar waters.
Mm-hmm. What about trying to deacidify or neutralize some of that acid in local water situations? Is that possible?
It is possible in a very limited extent. It's possible fish tank owners now who keep coral reefs in their saltwater fish tanks dissolve calcium carbonate using carbon dioxide and put that resulting solution in their fish tank. And we could do the same thing in a very limited bay or region of the ocean. But the amount of effort it would take to do it on a large scale is incredibly huge, and it would be just simpler to focus on our energy system at that point.
So going the way we are going now, and even if we met Kyoto standards and could not get the CO2 levels down, do you envision coral reefs existing in museums, in aquaria?
Yeah,
like
I think that there might be a few marine reserves where we might be able to let them continue existing, sort of a Disney World of so children can see what the oceans used to be like before we ignored all the warnings of the scientists. But I'm hoping that people will wake up and respond to this issue with the kind of vigor that, that we need.
And you're optimistic about this thing.
Let's just say that I'm hopeful, but maybe not completely optimistic.
Well, you know, I guess if we viewed them as treasures, like you say, and noticed them, you know, melting like the ice caps, we don't see them very much below the water there. You know, it's easy to see satellite pictures of melting ice caps, but not of dying coral reefs.
Yeah, one problem is that humans respond very well to things that are in our sensory field. We respond emotionally to things that we see or with our own eyes, and things like the Great Barrier Reef dying or these other Caribbean reefs dying, it's really an abstraction, and we were able to respond to when the World Trade Centers were bombed or the airplanes went into it because we have this visceral emotional reaction and we're willing to put in lots of resources to respond to those issues. And we really need to somehow get ourselves to the point where we're responding to the carbon dioxide problem with the same vigor. And, you know, how we move people there, I don't know. But certainly studies like ours that suggest that ecosystems that have existed on this planet without any problem for many, many tens of millions of years because of what we do in a few tens of years disappear. The last time coral reefs disappeared from the geologic record was when the dinosaurs became extinct. And it took the oceans at that time were acidified probably for a few tens of thousands of years, but it took about 2 million years for the corals to come back and repopulate the coast of the planet. And so what we're doing over the next decades will affect life in the ocean for millions of years. And the question of, you know, it just seems to me incredibly unwise for us to be disturbing extremely complicated systems profoundly.
Dr. Caldera, thank you very much. Ken Caldera at the Carnegie Institution's Department of Global Ecology at Stanford University. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about high tech for 2008. Stay with us. We'll be back after this short break. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.